I've coached nearly 100 women about their screen time, and here's what I've learned. Women actually don't care about their screen time. They care about those things that are impacted by their screen time. Their ability to be patient with their kids, the growth of their business, having time to pursue their creative dreams, their relationship with their husband, the inner peace that they feel, their confidence in themselves, their connection with God, their friendships, not missing out on their kids' childhoods. I'm Alex, and I'm here to help you find inner peace, enjoy true fulfillment, and be fully present. Welcome to the Mindful with Media podcast.
Hey, Natalie, how are you?
Hey. Hi, Alex. Great.
Good. It's so fun. I know I've like followed you on Instagram for a while, so it's fun to like actually meet you in person. Well, in
Same.
Person, virtually.
I think more for me than for you, probably. You've actually been more consistent. I haven't posted in like probably 6 months or something crazy.
It's so funny how like I'll talk to people that I know in real life and they're like, oh yeah, I saw that on Instagram. And it's like kind of this weird thing where people like know things about me that I forget that they
weird.
Know about me.
Yes.
Yeah.
I understand that feeling.
Right. Okay. So what would make this a powerful call for you today?
I was really just seeing this as like a good opportunity to give myself a kick in the pants and like start posting again. But also there was one post in particular of yours, just like what we were talking about. And I think you shared your method for batching content with a notebook instead of being on the computer. And then I was just interested in learning more about that whole process. And if you like schedule your posts or like, what do you use templates on Canva or like what are some strategies? I would love to learn from you kind of how to do that
totally.
So that it's just less work.
Yes. Yeah. That has been a game changer for me because I feel like I've tried lots of different things and some things work and some things don't, but this has been a game changer, like you said, to like computer away, phone away. And I used to like having those out because that's where all my notes are, you know, that's where I can pull from things I've posted in the past or hook ideas or like trending audios, you know, it's like there's lots of good ideas on there, but I found that it was like impacting me more negatively than it was positively, like wasting so much time trying to make the perfect thing. So yeah, I'll tell you my process and then we'll get into like what works for you.
Cool.
So I once a week, put my computer away, put my phone away, and I just kind of write down my goals for that week. So like if I'm like launching something or if I'm prepping to launch something or if I'm really wanting to focus on community or like providing value and teaching people so that they know like why I'm a good resource or like why they should hire me in the future, I kind of just like jot down thoughts of like what do I feel like I want to focus on this week. And I don't have any sort of, I mean like some things impact that, but I don't have any sort of like, and then this week I'm gonna do this and then this week I'm gonna do this. It's really just like week by week is what's worked for me personally.
Yeah, cool.
So I'll have that just kind of in mind, and then I'll just brainstorm a bunch of ideas of like, I mean I can even pull up mine from this last week of just like transitions and what else do I have on here? I'm like, I don't know where this is. Oh yeah, like why you seek external validation or like creating content is like building a muscle or breaking down tasks, or I just like kind of like brain dump a bunch of like potential content ideas.
Yeah.
Cause I just always have things coming to mind.
Right.
And then I'll just do like one post at a time and I'll literally write out like the like each carousel, or if it's a reel, like each line of like what text I'll have on that. And I'll write out the whole caption in my notebook, then I'll look at my list, decide what I want to do for the next one, and I'll just spend like 1 to 2 hours. We have a babysitter come every Thursday, and so I just do it while she's here, and then once she goes home, then I'm done. And then as far as like creating it during the week, Then I do have like templates that I use in Canva that I pull from. Yeah, like I kind of have like my same carousels that I use, and then I have my like reels. I'll either just like do text over video of random videos I have, or I'll like film a video. But
I'm just gonna look at your thing real quick.
yeah.
I'm trying to imagine. So, just out of curiosity, writing in a notebook, do you find that it's hard to kind of not be erasing all the time? Like,
I
you
use a
know,
pen,
use a
and
pen.
that's also part of it, is like I found myself just rethinking and overthinking everything I was going to say, of like, oh, I should do it this way. And like every once in a while I'll like cross things out and write it over again, or every once in a while I'll like, when I actually go to post, I'm like, oh, that wording doesn't really make sense. And this is probably harder for you than for me because you're a copywriter, so like
There's a
you
little bit of
probably are.
pressure. I don't know.
Yeah,
But
but
I don't know.
also like I literally every single time I content plan and every time I post, I remind myself, done is better than perfect. Done is better than perfect.
Yeah, that's a big one for me too. Do you just love, I don't know if you can see it, but do you love this format where you just like send like a Twitter?
Yes,
I
yes.
need to start doing that
It's
because it
so
is
easy.
awesome. Yeah.
And
And
then people
they're
can see
great.
you. Yeah.
And I love to read them. I love consuming them. So
Right?
and they're just
Yeah.
like so much less work. I've never done them for myself. I've
Yeah, they're
always spent
so
so much
easy.
time making
You
things look
and yours are
nice.
beautiful. Like,
Well, thank you, but it's like, was it worth it? I don't know. I don't even know if it was.
yeah.
It's a stupid amount of time. And then after you post, it's almost like I spend more time on Instagram right after I've posted something than any other time.
Okay.
And that is such a bummer because it's like I already did all that work and I should be able to just like post it and be done. But then I'm like, I can almost predict now. Like after I post something, I'm going to be in for like a couple of days of really heavy social media use, you know?
Okay.
So that's like
Why
an
do you
issue of
think that
mine.
is?
I'm sure it's the dopamine hit. It's looking for the likes is what it is. I'm sure.
Yeah.
So yeah, I don't know.
So do you think like you're more hesitant about like the content creation process, or more hesitant about not wanting to get sucked into social media again?
Well, it's like they both suck me in. One is like the perfectionism of creating the post is its own little vortex. And then the aftermath of posting is its own little vortex. And it's just like a lot of wasted time associated with getting this one little idea out. And I think
Totally.
now that I've been doing this for a little while, and I've also taken like a solid break from Instagram and I'm coming back to it, I think that doing things more like the little Twitter post thing is going to be easier now because I think I was just dealing with a lot of like really feeling like I needed to prove myself. And maybe your other clients have that too, with at least your small business clients. Like you feel like everything has to look so good. But I don't know. Maybe just the
No, that
time.
is, you are
Good.
100% not alone in that. Like,
Yeah.
sometimes people are aware that's going, are aware that that's going on, and sometimes they're not. But I have yet to work with somebody who has not been experiencing that
Yeah.
exact same thing.
Yeah, I'm hoping it won't come back with a vengeance. I don't think it's going to. I think I'm hopefully matured out of it. I'm excited to
So,
try. Oh, sorry, what?
what's your, oh, sorry, no, you're good to, okay. What's your ideal situation like with getting back on social media?
Well, what I've discovered is that my work comes from a lot of other sources besides social media. And I have like some consistent clients now. I don't know if that's the same for you or for other business owners, but I find that what I actually have to do on Instagram is very little. I just need to be posting enough so that visitors can see that it's current, like it's been
It's an
updated
active
recently.
account. It's a, yeah.
Yeah, really, that's kind of it. So, and I have lots of re like I have Canva templates and I have things that should make it easy. So really not very much, but I think to be consistent would be good. Just to have a time when I'm posting so that at any given moment I never feel stressed about Instagram because I'm like, oh no, I post like every other Thursday and that's my plan and I'm doing my plan and I'm winning at that. So that's what I want.
So I want to dive into that just a little bit more. I think this can be really helpful. Kind of like you're saying, sometimes we like post just to post and it's like, I don't even need to be on here. Like, what's my point on here?
Yeah.
So I'd love to like dive in a little bit more of why you want to be on Instagram and maybe even a step back from that. Like, what are your goals and dreams in your business?
Okay, let's see. Well, you know, I did actually get one of my biggest clients just from organic Instagram, which was kind of a miracle. I don't know.
Yeah.
So like, I don't want to put it down completely. I don't want to disregard it completely because I'm like, no, like fun things happen on Instagram sometimes if, you know, and it was during a time when I was posting quite consistently. So like, I can't, obviously can't throw it out. And then you asked me about dreams with the business. Well, it's interesting because I am a mom. I have a toddler. And he goes to daycare 3 days a week. And what I can get done during those times is what I can get done. And like the nature of my work is such that like each project is quite time intensive. They're usually like big blog posts or like landing pages and things that take quite a lot of research. And like the ratio of, I don't know, projects to time it takes is quite spread out.
Yeah.
So it's like I almost have to be careful. I'm almost kind of worried about posting too much on Instagram because I am afraid of saying no, and I'm afraid of like if I have too much work, then I won't be able to do it all, but I probably will have a really hard time saying no, and then that will make my life stressful. So it's an interesting balance for sure.
So you feel like right now your business is at like where you want it to be? Like you don't really want to grow right now?
Kind of. I don't really know how I would. I don't really have time. Like I have consistent clients that are bigger companies and they just have consistent projects. And so, but I do, yeah, back to your question, like why Instagram? I think it is just to be, it's just like an extension of my LinkedIn, I guess, which I don't update either. I should probably pair those. I should probably be posting on LinkedIn and then turning my LinkedIn posts into Instagram posts. I know I should do that. But
Wait,
yeah,
but like,
I guess it's just
let's
like,
pause there. You said, I know I should do that. Why? Like, why do you feel like you should do that?
Because I feel like that's the easy, like everyone, that's the easy thing. Like not to, are you asking like why I should bunch them or why I should be on
no,
LinkedIn
no,
at
why
all?
You should, why you want to be on there. Yeah.
I feel like the clients that I want that have marketing budgets are usually like hanging out on LinkedIn rather than on Instagram. Instagram is more just
Totally.
like, I don't know. Here's the
Scrapping
fun side
up
of
your
me.
own business. Yeah.
I don't know.
No, totally.
Yeah. So, but I do have thoughts. Like I have things come to my mind that I feel like, oh, this would be so helpful for someone who is doing it on their own. And I don't know. I feel like we're probably coming around to the fact that like maybe I just don't need it to be, but I don't know. That's hard. It's hard to think that you
I think that's kind of
well.
Like two things that are coming to my mind is like, one, is Instagram fun for you? And like, if it is or if it can be, how can we make this just like a totally fun thing that is zero like pressure, have to post thing? We'll go there. And then I'll say the other thing and we can decide which way you want to go. My other question is like, do you want to figure out ways to scale your business without more workload for you? Like, is that thought exciting for you?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. Well,
Okay.
yeah. Yes. So I like both of those things. Let's talk about them both.
Okay, let's do it.
Yeah.
Okay. So which one? I'm kind of thinking we go scale your business first because I think that will impact how you use Instagram, right?
Okay. Yeah. I am excited by that. It does scare the heck out of me. But
okay.
I'm ready
What
to talk about it.
what fears are coming up?
I don't know. I'm just pretty sure I have ADHD. I get hyper focused. And when I start talking about like scaling or like doing anything big, you know, I get so into it, and it's just so hard for me to be present with like other really important things in my life, like my son and husband and my, you know, eating food. ADHD problems. But what you said was, would you like to scale your business without working harder? And like, I do think I could do that. I just need to figure out how. But what would you say?
Yeah. Well, one, I just want to acknowledge, like you said, like ADHD of like super focusing on something and then like having a hard time going other, like focusing or being present for other things that are really important to you. I think that's a gift in a lot of ways. You know, I think
I agree.
Recognize, like, yeah, that's probably
it's two-sided, yeah.
to where you are today in a lot of ways. And so just, I don't know, recognizing the good that comes from that too. And we can talk about ways to manage that in healthy ways so it doesn't consume those other things that probably matter more to you than scaling your business. Okay, you said you like started to have some ideas of like how to scale your business. Well, two things. One, tell me like what your business looks like right now, and then like just any ideas that are coming to mind of like how to scale.
Well, I'm probably committing a business no-no by offering such a wide range of offerings. I do blog posts, I do landing pages, I do email sequences, and just like regular website copy.
Okay,
and
cool.
I have a pretty good spread of like all of those things, but it's kind of interesting. I don't know if you're interested in learning about how much different copywriting jobs are worth, but
No, tell me. I think this is fascinating. Yeah.
So like landing pages and website copy, even though they are less words, I don't know what another copywriter would say, but I charge more for those because they require more research and more time to actually boil things down to less words. So it's kind of counterintuitive, but once you get good at them, and I feel like I'm grown a lot in my ability to do those quickly. It's really it's a great thing for my career if I can get more clients who want landing pages, because I've gotten to the point where I've developed that skill. And so now my time is more valuable, and I don't necessarily want to use my time writing a long blog post, because like blog posts take a long time, like no matter how good of a copywriter, you know, like it's just a lot of words, you know. And I try not to use ChatGPT too much, you know, because I feel like that devalues what I do. And so yeah, I think one of my ideas is like, how can I attract more people who want landing pages and web copy? Because those things they're more permanent, and they do they do produce like more clicks and conversions than like blogs, for example. so maybe like when I start thinking about, okay, how am I gonna restart my social media game? I need to start thinking more about that. And yeah, I guess I'm just coming out of this time. Oh, sorry. I'm just coming out of this time where I used to be like, I will do anything for you that you're willing to pay for, you know, like I will not say no.
Yeah.
But now it's getting to the point where like, okay, my time is literally like, for me, 2 hours to whip out a blog post is not worth the $150 that I charge for a blog post. My time is worth, you know, like today I did one project that I'm going to charge $500 for, you know? And so like, logically I need to figure out how to do more of those.
Do more of your high ticket offers kind of thing.
Yeah. Yeah. It's just a matter of like, do I believe in myself now as a knowledge worker, that my knowledge is worth the higher price? And I feel like now I do. It's really been a long time since I've talked about using social media and doing my own marketing, ironically enough. But yeah, I think I've changed a lot since the last time I was deep in it.
That's kind of cool to show up as a new Natalie. And like, not just for your sake, how cool that is, but how cool that is for people who are looking for somebody like you, you know, people who want to pay you money to do a really good job on their landing page or, you know, their website copy.
Well, now I feel like I can say with all honesty, I mean, it's not just empty marketing when I say, listen, I know it's hard, and I know that you don't have the time to get good at it. So like, let me do it because I have put in the time.
Yes, you've put in the time, so now they can pay you to do it.
Yeah.
So as far as like offering that, would you have to like say no to any other things right now, as far as like, I don't know, things you're already doing or offers you have to like start offering that to people on Instagram? Or
Maybe I might have to. I write a lot of blog posts
and you don't want
because
to be doing that anymore.
I mean, they were convenient for a while because blog posts are usually a recurring service. Once someone finds you and they like you, they don't really want to let you go. And that just means you get to write blog posts for them every month, which is a great source of consistent income, but
Yeah.
they're time intensive. And so it's like,
And they're not as high of income
they're not
as
worth as much.
you
Yeah.
are worth.
Yeah. So maybe that's kind of a, that's one of the reasons why I'm not really sure between Instagram and LinkedIn, like what I should be doing, because my the people who need landing pages, well, like for example, like I've done landing pages for small business owners, but they usually they need a long time to save up for said landing page, or like there's usually not like follow-up work to do with them because they don't have a blog set up or like blah blah blah. It was really a miracle that one of my clients reached out to me on Instagram because she actually belonged to a bigger company. But
Cool.
that's usually not the case.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I need to figure out like
So,
an easier way to do LinkedIn and then quickly get it over in Instagram and forget about it because I just don't have time.
well, and like, I guess kind of two things coming to mind. One, with that, coming back to Twitter posts, like you can just take one blurb from your LinkedIn post,
I know. That's what I
put
need
it
to
in
do.
the Twitter post, take the
Yeah.
caption, put it in the caption of Instagram. You know what I mean? Like,
Yep. That's what I need to do. That's what I'm
sometimes
going to
repurposing is easier said than done, but you could try that and see if it was pretty quick for you.
Yeah. And I feel like too, now because I have more experience, the it used to be that like writing on Instagram was more like, look at how good of a, like how artistic of a writer I am. Like, here's me writing.
Yeah.
But now it's more like I have actual advice for how to like
Yeah.
get it done, or like how to do it well, or how to create conversions and stuff. And so that is more like value heavy and less just like artistic. I don't know. It maybe just be easier
Yes,
to
no,
get it down, you
totally.
know, quickly.
Yeah. So, okay, I feel like
Sorry,
my mind, all these ideas.
I'm taking you
Like,
everywhere.
no, this is exactly what this is for. And like, if I'm ever talking about something and you have something come to your mind, like, butt in and talk because
Okay.
this is for you. Well, like, one, kind of narrowing down like who your target audience even is. And like you said, you can do a lot of different things. I think sometimes we get so particular about like this is who I'm talking to. But like for the purpose of who you would love working for and like love creating a landing page for, like who is coming to mind, like who that person is.
Oh, that's even a bigger question. I really have not niched down.
And you don't have to. Just like who's coming to mind of like who would be fun. And this is not the only
Well,
person you can work for, like
I do dream of like taking a full-time job as like an in-house copywriter for like a software as a service company, or
okay.
even like a fintech company. Yeah, love software as a service, or love like service providers. Because
Okay.
they're fun to write for. So that's kind of, yeah,
So
what I'm
that could
thinking.
be your niche, like
Yeah, I've never really said it like that before. So helpful.
and again, like you don't have to like
No, but it was,
niche
yeah.
down that much, but that could be. So then this is also what I'm going back to. As far as like your Instagram, do you want to, yeah, like teach copywriting tips? Or do you want to teach, like, I don't even know if teach is the right word, but like, yeah, like what value would they be looking for if they're on Instagram? Or is coming back to like our first question, do you find your people on LinkedIn? And then Instagram is a fun separate thing where you just teach people about copywriting tips that for now you don't have the intention of hiring. But also we could go down like that rabbit hole of ways you could scale your business as like helping people learn to do their own copy. I don't know, you know, it's like there's so much value in your mind. Like,
there's a lot I could do. I feel like if I tried to, like, I don't know, make a course or add resource or like create downloadable resources for people to DIY, that would just be, I don't know if I'm gonna have like the time or the bandwidth to tackle that until like after my kids are out of the house.
Well, and does that even sound fun to you? Like, does that?
It sounds fun if I had all the time in the world.
Okay.
Because of my nature, because I would need to go so deep into that to figure that out.
You would want to make it really good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm even thinking like, and again, this is, we're really just exploring here, but like how much people value feedback from a copywriter. So even if you provided like,
an audit.
I will give you a week of Voxer access to me for X amount of dollars, and I'll give you any feedback you want on your copy. Like,
I've never thought about that.
Eat that up. I would eat that up, you know, like.
Wow, really? I've like never even thought about that.
Yeah.
That's very interesting.
If it sounds fun to you. But yeah, I'm like, we can explore so many things of like,
yeah, no, that sounds super cool, actually. I just have to kind of wrap my brain around it. Like, I know what Voxer is. Interesting. It's almost like, yeah, that would be like editing. So that's what you would be most attractive to you personally, would be like, just like an editor on hand for a week. Like, can you look at this? Or like, am I saying this the right way? Or can I say this
or
better?
Or like, I want to like promote this thing, but I don't really know how to say it in a good way, and either have you like give me questions to like figure out like what I even want to say about things, or tell me like how to research things, just like like on hand help for a week or for a month or for whatever X amount of time you want to provide.
That would be really fun, and that would be great for my Instagram followers, like you were saying.
Yes.
Like that's something
that's
that they could
the people
handle,
who
that
are
they could
there.
Afford. And also I find too that, oh, this is a thought I've never expressed, but I feel like the Instagram people, sometimes I find that they're almost harder to write for, because I personally feel like they understand their product on such a deep level, and they have so much experience writing about their product actually, that I'm like, I think you just need a confidence boost. I don't think you need me to write for you. But like corporations are like, they have so many people in them. And they actually need someone to like
it's
sit
not
down
a
and become
personal
an expert.
Brand. Yeah.
Not a personal brand. Right. Exactly. So,
I realized
Alex,
he
this is mind
existed. Is it
blowing.
coming?
That's great. That's what they need. They don't need me to come in and write their copy. They don't want to pay for that. It's probably not even going to, like, what I charge wouldn't even like pay for itself, probably. Like,
well,
I don't know.
I even
But like,
found like when I was hiring somebody, like I have somebody do my website, and like I was interviewing a bunch of different people, and they were all saying like, you can write your Instagram captions or do this and that. And I realized in the interviewing process, I'm like, I actually like doing that. Like, this is fun for me.
Yeah.
But yeah, I just want somebody who's good at it to support me and help me do this. Like,
yeah, because there are some like really useful tips that I could give that would just give you direction. And then you, and that's like, yeah. And it's actually kind of exhausting for me to be like, I hope I'm writing this better than they would write it. I kind of doubt it.
It's like, try to be their voice. It's
and
like,
I
they don't
advertise
want
that
that
I'm
and
good
you
at
don't
that,
want that.
but I mean, yeah, I think definitely small business owners don't even know their own strength when it comes to like how well they've, like, I, for example, I did a landing page for Freckled Hand.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
And the whole time I was just like, I don't think she really needs me for this. She's so good at talking about what she does. So I'm like, I can like arrange things. I wish I'd known that, because that would have been great to help her with that, I think. But
and even, I'm just thinking, landing pages or website copy or Instagram captions or emails or whatever it is, like.
Yeah. All right. That's fab. I get a recording of this, right? I don't need to be writing things down.
Yep.
Okay,
Oh,
good.
Usually I like take notes during things too, but we've just been chatting so much.
Sorry.
No, this is great.
Okay, cool. So that's great. Yeah, I'm going to gear. Instagram is geared towards like, I'm not selling you anything. I'm just giving you, or I'm either just giving you free content, or you can sign up for Voxer Access and we can powwow together and I'll just be there for you. And then
Yeah.
I can direct actual like serious marketing to LinkedIn, and then I can even pull pieces
Yeah,
from
and you can
that
pull
forward.
things you do from there so you don't feel like you're always having to
Yeah. Sweet.
do double duty, have two just separate businesses.
Yeah. I actually have a friend who she's a more experienced marketer, but she kind of does that. She does a LinkedIn post, and then she actually hires someone to do the transfer over to Instagram. She's like,
Cool.
here are the templates. Just watch out for my LinkedIn posts and make sure they end up over on my Instagram.
Oh, that's nice. They don't even have to send them over.
Right. That would be cool. For anyone who's
Yeah.
listening to this, who might listen to this later,
Yeah.
I don't know. That's also a good idea if you want to pay for that.
Totally, totally. Okay. So do you feel like you want to spend more time as far as like a system for creating content that doesn't feel so stressful, or like strategy so you don't get sucked into Instagram again, or something else that might be
Tricky.
helpful?
I like both of those. Let's talk about strategy for batching though. But I feel
Okay.
like, yeah, if you have more to tell me about that, then yeah.
So, I mean, I just shared what I did, but I think it'd be helpful to figure out what will work for you, because
For me,
it's going to
yeah.
be different for everyone. Yeah.
Right.
So what's your, I know you said you haven't been posting for a while, but like, what's your, if you were to try something right now, if you were to like create your system right now, what's coming to mind of what you would start with?
Well, I do like the idea of being off the computer for it and just like, yeah, sitting down with a notebook. And I feel like brain dumping content ideas is really great. I used to do it on my phone. I used to use Google Keep, and then
Yeah.
I would drag and drop them because it syncs from my phone to my computer. And then I would drag and drop them into a note. Wow, that was rough. And then in the note, I would like write the whole thing, and then I would go into Canva and obviously spend an eternity on Canva and then post it and then spend another eternity looking at the post. So
Okay,
embarrassing.
something that my coach does that I steal from all the time, but like I don't do it in my post, but she does it in her posts. Her first page of her carousel will be like a cutesy whatever, like Canva design, and then the rest of the pages in her carousels are just screenshots from her notes.
Oh yeah, that's
And it's
great.
so like simple and like people easy to read, and then she doesn't have to spend a million years creating a whole Canva post. It's like
Yeah.
one slide. Boop, boop.
That's the grown-up way to do it. That's the like self-assured, high
Yeah.
self-esteem way to do it. And I think I'm ready. I think I'm ready to go
I was gonna
right
say,
now.
and grown-up Natalie's coming back to Instagram.
Yeah. It's gonna be different this time. I love that. I'm probably gonna do that. That's great.
Okay. So then as far as like time in your schedule, do you feel like you have like a scheduled time to either plan content or create content? Do you want that? Do you not want that?
I might just want to designate a notebook
Okay.
for it and like maybe have a rule that I don't write it down in my phone. Just because that's so distracting. Like there's a higher chance even that while I'm trying to get my thoughts out on my phone, I'll start doing something else on my phone and lose it. So like for that
Right.
reason alone, I need to be in my in a notebook. So maybe I'll
Yes.
try that.
That
And
is
then
another
as far
thing
as
that
time, oh
like
yeah.
no, you go ahead.
And then as far as time, I don't know when. Probably just bedtime is when it would need to happen.
How much time do you want to spend on this?
I don't know. Not a lot. I don't want to spend a lot of time.
Okay.
I'll be honest. Yeah, I want to spend the least amount of time possible.
Okay. Like, I don't know, half an hour a week? That feels
Yeah.
like too much or too little.
If I could, I mean, is that just creating content or is that create or writing it down and then creating it and posting it?
Writing it down and then creating it.
Half an hour a week would be awesome. I almost wonder if I could do that.
That's a challenge.
Okay. I want
and
to do
I
that.
Think that really can help with perfectionist tendencies, which we all have to some more than others, but that it might feel uncomfortable to say, you know, I'm declaring my efforts as enough and I'm done and this is what I have ready to go. It will likely feel uncomfortable. Like,
yeah, but I've just gotta.
Yeah.
I think the Instagram break was really important because I was doing work. I was getting hired and like doing projects and not doing anything on Instagram. So like it was important to get that solidified in my brain. Like, you do not need this.
Yes, I think that is so healthy to learn. Like, yeah, not only from a mindset level, but like you've experienced it level of you don't need it. It really, if it ever is becoming not fun or sucking you in, well, one, message me and I'll jump on a call with you and we'll talk through it.
Great.
But also, like, you don't need it. You don't have to do it.
Yeah, that's awesome. Do you finish everything in 30 minutes? What's your time?
This is what I do. I spend more than 30 minutes a week. I do 1 to 2 hours for like planning, like writing out every piece of content. And then each day I spend about 30 minutes total on Instagram, but that's like for post, like creating the post, posting, scrolling, posting on my stories, responding to DMs, responding to comments. That's like everything. So as far as like creating the post and posting it, it's a question of like how much that I'm actually doing. Probably, I'd say 10 minutes per post.
That's amazing. Yeah, I've got to rewire my brain around how much time it should take. I'll spend like a day on like one post.
Okay, this is where what might be helpful is like, what are your thoughts that come up for you when you're posting or when like after you've posted? Like, what thoughts do you have then? And it's been a while, so I don't know if you remember, but
just trying to figure out like how does this sound? Like, I've been staring at this for so long. You know, like when you like a painter, when they look at the painting for too long it starts to look weird, you know?
Yes.
So that's another vote for getting it done quickly and just being done, is because I start to not be able to tell if it's any good and then start to doubt if it's good. And then I start fixing it in weird ways and then it really isn't good. And
yes.
All that. So.
And it's always shocking to me. Sometimes I post something and I'm like, people are going to love this. And then it's like crickets. And then sometimes I just like throw something up and people are like, oh, I love this, love this. And I'm like, wait, what?
Yes, that is so true. You can never tell.
And so
or
I
sometimes
think
it's just, yeah. But, I was going to say, sometimes it's just it's the more authentic thing that speaks to people.
Yes, totally, totally. Something that I have been doing that has totally changed things for me, even when I'm like creating the content, I'll start to like have thoughts of like specific people that are like judging my content, that I'm like, oh, like they're gonna think this, or oh, they're gonna think that, like, yeah, or I like think of a specific client, I'm like, oh, I want her to like this, and this is all subconscious, I'm not like, you know, I don't realize I'm thinking this, but since I've started paying attention,
you know,
to
it's
my
in
thoughts
there.
Exactly. Anytime I like catch myself like creating content that way, I like to picture somebody who is like ecstatic to see my post, whatever it is. She's like, oh good, like Alex posted again, like I'm excited to read this, I'm excited to see what it said. And that's who I create my post for, is like somebody who loves whatever I post. And that's
cool.
Just helped me to like get out of my head a little bit of like, I don't know, get out of my head.
That's great. I love that, because I do that too. And it is better to imagine it for someone who is excited, and it just helps you be excited.
Yeah.
For yourself, I guess.
And create the content that like people actually want to see, the right
Yeah, a
people
better
want to see.
post. Yeah, it's
Yeah, exactly. Like,
self-doubt is a writing killer. I'll say that. Yeah,
ooh,
I know
yeah,
that.
you probably know that on a deep level.
If I'm in a, if I'm feeling on top of the world, I'm feeling good, then like I can write better. I don't know what
Yeah.
flip, what switch it is in your brain. I don't know, but
That's
it's real.
cool.
Yeah.
Self-doubt is a writing killer. Okay, so what I do, and again, I'm just sharing these as ideas and examples. You can do whatever you want. I tried for a while, like, okay, I'm gonna post these days, or I'm gonna post like this frequency or whatever. I never found that ever to like work for me to have like a consistent time to
Yay!
post.
I'm so glad to hear that.
Okay.
Thank you for saying that.
So for me, instead of deciding how many posts I'm going to do per week, I decide how much time I'm going to spend per week. And if I've reached my time limit, then that's what I got for you this week. There'll be more next week.
That's
And
beautiful.
so,
Yeah.
yeah, whatever. Like, I think last week I own like four posts. So I've done like four posts this week. And then it's like sometimes I'll do six posts, sometimes I'll do one post. Like, it just depends on what I come up with in that amount of time.
And do you find, because I know your business is probably, your clients are on Instagram, right?
Yes.
So how do you deal with like feeling opportunity costs or like feeling like guilt that you didn't get your marketing out that week or whatever? I mean, maybe you're at a
I
point now
think
where
that's
it's just
another
consistent
thing.
enough, but
No, I think a lot of it is like mindset of like sometimes when I have hardly posted, yeah, or like I had a post ready, but I never posted that day. Yeah, my mind starts to go like, oh, like I didn't get that out. And then I'll just like, this is kind of woo-woo. I'm getting into the woo-woo, but like mindset work of like, I am going to choose to believe that I have a lot of content out there that people can go binge right now. They can go look through all my old social media posts. They can look go look through my highlights. They can go listen to my podcasts. Like, there is content. I have content out there that is serving people. Just because I didn't post today or this week doesn't mean that people can't be served by me right now.
Yeah, love that. That's good.
So that's something that's helped me as far as like, yeah, be okay with that.
That's also another, that's a vote for just getting things out, small things out quickly, because then you have actually
Yeah.
have a large library of content to fall back on mentally,
Yes. Yeah,
right? Even if
totally.
they're small, but it's like at least because that's what people want to do, right? They want to do this. They don't.
They don't want to read your whole big long thing of all the stuff.
Yeah,
Yeah.
they really don't. And so small, authentic, and not too much work. That's what I'm taking from this.
Yeah. Yes.
That's
Totally.
what they want, and that's what I want.
Yeah,
So
exactly.
why don't I do it? It's
Okay,
what they
yeah, that's a good
want
question. Like,
and what
is anything coming up for like
I don't know. I just
why you
wondered,
don't?
it just that seems so beautifully obvious just then when I said it. Like it's what they want and it's what I want. So at what point did I was I confused about that? And I guess
Yeah.
it's my own brain thinking, oh, it's not good enough, it's not like robust enough. But yeah,
Yeah.
it's just that was just a misconstruing what people actually want to read.
And I think it's really easy in Instagram and any social media platform. Instagram is just where I focus, but it's the same on any social media platform where it's like you are seeing results immediately, that fast, how many likes you're getting, how many views your reel is getting, how many comments it's getting, how many saves, how many shares. You know, it's like the dopamine hits, right? And so
Yes.
it's really easy to get sucked into like, oh, well, this didn't do as well as this one. So it must mean
It's
I
not as
didn't.
good,
Yeah,
or
it's not as good. It reminds me of I have a 3-year-old son, and whenever I give him like anything, he's like, I want a lot. I want a lot. So I like do one spoonful. Is that a lot? Yes, it's a lot. And I think we do the same thing with like social media, you
oh.
know, where it's like, I want people to like this. Like, is this a lot? Like, is this good? Is this what you want?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, it is, you know,
We
where it's
need to
like,
be, we need someone to tell us that it's good.
yeah. And it's
Yikes.
like
Yeah.
just deciding for yourself, like, yeah, this is good. This is good stuff. I don't know.
No,
Instead of
yeah, totally. You
asking
know,
your mom, is this a lot?
it's almost like, ooh, I feel like what you're doing, like what social media coaching is at its core, is really just like self-esteem building or confidence
Yeah.
building, like at its deepest level, you know, because
No,
like
seriously.
I'm picking up on all these things and like this is such wonderful advice, but it's hitting me so differently now that I've
Yeah.
one took a break and two been like honing my craft for a little while and like growing in confidence in that area. It's just so like if you had spoken to me a year ago, this would be a different conversation, you know.
Yeah.
It's just
That's interesting you
interesting.
say that because a lot of the work that I ended up doing with people is about like things that their parents told them when they were little that's like impacting them in their belief in how they show up on social media. Like,
Well, you say that, and the last couple months have been some big healing and some big moving on from things around that too for me. So it's funny.
really?
Yeah. Yes. It's just so funny how it impacts everything we do.
Yeah.
Even something as trivial as posting on social media. Gotta
Yes.
work that stuff out.
Yes, it will show up everywhere. It shows up, yeah. I don't know, in my parenting, in social
Oh,
media,
yeah.
and growth of your
Yeah.
business, right? It's like, yeah.
It's
Even
fun
if it
though. We
seems
grow.
trivial,
It's fun to
it is. And that's what it's all about,
grow.
right? It's like,
Yeah.
that's what it's all about.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay. So I feel like kind of like things we've talked about, but I want to make sure you feel like you have like a support and the plan is half an hour a week to plan and create content.
I'm just gonna jot down. I'm just gonna
Okay, yeah,
jot.
go ahead.
Okay, because I love this plan. Okay. Okay, half an hour a week. See.
And then just whatever you happen to create in that time. And as you're working through things, you know, like maybe initially you get caught up in perfectionist tendencies or some weeks more than others, whatever. Sometimes that might be one post, sometimes that might be more, like whatever it is, it's great and you'll get faster. And then as far as like scaling your business, that like idea for support for people writing their copy for their own business, like Voxer support.
Yeah.
Do you feel like you have a plan enough for that? Do you want to talk more about like specifically?
I think that plan just made itself. I think
Okay.
it's happening. It's
Amazing.
great.
Amazing.
Yeah, I can't believe I never thought about that.
Oh, I'm
Shocked.
so glad.
So cool. Thank you.
Yeah.
I'll send you a
And even
percentage
in
of
that,
it. Doing
what's
it.
really fun about like that is then that will give you more ideas of what type of content to create, because you'll see what people are asking and need help with, and that will just create its own content, you know?
Yes. Oh my goodness. Fabulous. And that just seems so easy and fun to me. Like I could
Oh,
basically
good.
almost give that away too. Like I would be so comfortable
Okay.
just offering that for so cheap. That's awesome. And then yeah, and then I'm gonna try and do some more robust stuff on what's it called?
LinkedIn.
LinkedIn. Yeah, that thing.
How much time do you want to spend on LinkedIn? Do you feel like that's part of your half an hour a week?
Well, maybe I should do 30 for Instagram and 30 for LinkedIn.
Okay.
Because Instagram actually requires like some Canva work.
Yeah.
So maybe it just looks like, yeah, because there's some stuff I wouldn't post on LinkedIn. I can't necessarily use them interchangeably every time. So there will need to be some separate work for LinkedIn and some for Instagram. So yeah, maybe an hour a week, like on a Saturday when Brett's got Simon, and
Okay.
that will work. That'll be
Okay.
good. That's a nice round number too, and 1 hour.
Yeah. Love those round numbers.
Yeah. Okay, cool. That's great. Was that it? I think that was it.
Do anything else you want support with?
That's great.
Okay, perfect.
Oh, well, thanks,
I'll
Alex.
see you, Natalie.
Yep.
If you feel like your life is good, but it could be better, I would love to chat with you. The only way for me to explain what I do is for you to experience it. You can sign up for a free coaching session using the link in the show notes.